It's time for Real Estate Roundup. This is the time every single week we get together with noted real estate agent Terry Story. Terry is a 30-year veteran with Keller Williams, located in Boca Raton, Florida. Welcome back to the show, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
So you've heard the term inverted yield curve.
Yeah, I sure have.
And you may have heard the term negative interest rates.
Yeah.
Negative interest rate mortgages. And people ask me, Steve, what the heck is that?
Yes, Steve, please explain.
Now, I know.
Because I've never actually seen it.
Well, you know, starting with negative interest rates, I understand that there was a very brief period of time during the depths of the 1930s.
That's why I didn't see it.
Depression, where rates went negative. But this is something that's actually very common now in the developed countries, in Europe especially. What we're basically seeing, actually $15 trillion worth of bonds,
right,
are now sport negative interest rates. Now, what is the negative interest rate? So we all know that if we put our money in a bank or we buy a CD,
right,
that in effect, we're lending money to the bank and they're paying us, let's say, 2% for a year.
Right.
That's a positive interest rate. Now, when you lend money, you're taking a risk, and you're supposed to be paid according to the level of that risk. So when you have a CD, there's really no risk. It's backed by the U.S. government, so the rates are very low. If you're lending to a kind of a, you know, a middle-sized company or a small company or a startup, you know, you'd expect to earn a higher rate of interest because you have more of a risk of losing your money and
sure,
you need to be compensated for it. That's normal.
Right.
What's not normal is if you borrow money.
Okay. So you borrow
instead
money.
Instead of paying interest rate, you are actually receiving money back that comes back to you in the terms of reducing your debt outstanding.
Okay, that just makes perfect sense.
Okay. So there are mortgages in Denmark,
right,
where you, quote, borrow the money to buy your house, but instead of paying, you know, 5% or 3% in addition to your principal every month, you pay your principal. And the bank credits you,
wow,
X number of dollars to reduce the amount of the outstanding principal.
I kind of like that. Can I move to Denmark?
I think.
Oh, well, wait, I forgot about the taxes. What is it? 90% yeah, of your taxes goes to the government?
Well, that is true. That is another thing. I was trying to look and I Googled this, but of course, I know it's not possible. Can a U.S. citizen borrow money out of Denmark? I mean, that makes perfect sense. Of course, there's a thing about the currency fluctuation. Someone's going to have to protect themselves.
There's a middleman in there too.
Yeah. So it's not going to happen. But the big talk right now is the question of whether the U.S. is in fact going to go down this path of negative interest rates, because we have seen now interest rates at incredibly low ebb.
Sure.
I mean, if you were to buy a 10-year treasury bond, so that means you're lending the government money for 10 years. You don't get your principal back for 10 years.
Right.
It's less than 2%.
Wow.
You know? And it's like, is that really possible? Would I really want to only earn 2% for the next 10 years? So 2% doesn't seem that far away from a negative.
No,
rate,
it doesn't.
Especially if there's outside
sure,
pressures from other important economies in the world. So when you get, so you have these negative interest rates. Also, what is happening that is unusual and somewhat troubling to many is this thing called the inverted yield curve.
Right.
Any idea what that is?
You know, I studied it when I studied my MBA in accounting,
so I'm
familiar with it, but yeah, you know what? I've never actually even seen it, so.
Okay, it's an esoteric concept.
Right.
So when you look at the treasury market, you're looking at treasury bills, which are maturities of 1 year or less. You're looking at notes, which are like 1 to 10 years, and then you're looking at bonds, which are 10 years or more. So there's different maturities.
Right.
And when you plot this out, under normal times, the shorter maturity should have a lower yield.
Lower yield, yep.
Intermediate, a higher, and then long-term, higher. So if you plotted that out on a graph, you'd have a curve that would slope from the left, bottom left, up to the right.
Correct.
Okay?
Yep.
Well, what's happened is that the Fed raised interest rates, but stopped. And because of all this worry about what's going on in the world and the fact that there's an awful lot of money out there washing around and floating around and looking for a place to land, And if they that money doesn't want to take risk, it goes to treasuries. That pushes down the treasury yields.
Okay.
Now the treasury yield of the 10-year bond is lower than the 2-year.
Right.
Okay. So now instead of the curve going from the bottom left up to the right, it actually is higher up on the left and comes down as you go out the maturity scale, inverted.
Right.
Now, why do we care? We care because in times past, whenever you saw an inverted yield curve, that was a signal, usually about 20 months later, that the economy would go into recession because it represented what is considered tight money. The Fed is tightening, is lowering the money supply because it's afraid of a booming economy and high inflation, accelerating inflation. We're not seeing any of that now.
Right, right.
Inflation's very tame. The economy is doing extremely well, but I wouldn't say it's getting ahead of itself. It's crazy, crazy expanding and all of that. It's just healthy. So I personally think it's not that much of a big deal in the sense that it's not because the Fed is pushing up interest rates to try to slow the economy down. I think it's the fact that you've got all this money that's chasing safety in the longer end of the market, pushing down the yields there. So it's this anomaly that doesn't really feel like it's necessarily going to lead to recession later down the road.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Now I got a great education.
I'm exhausted.
Inverted yields.
Now getting back to real estate.
Oh, and now real estate. No, it's important. That's
recessions don't matter that much in real estate.
Yeah,
though.
You know, we were talking about it off air. I've been doing this for 30 years, and I started in 89. We were in a recession, and then I saw maybe a couple little ones. They were quick, short, swift, and we were in and out of them. So I didn't really feel them in the real estate world.
Yeah.
You know, my personal life maybe, but not with the sales.
I think the average recession lasts about 14 months. Maybe the most is like 20 months.
So it's nothing to get.
But I think real estate is a different asset class. I mean, people live in their homes.
Right.
And yes, I think real estate is going to get soft if people really start losing their jobs, depending on how deep the recession is.
That turns into a.
That's where it starts to hurt.
A crash.
2008 was a crash because it was such a devastation. The economy was so devastated by all the mortgages that blew up and all of that.
And we're not going to see that. That's not what's going on
here.
It's just
a
typical cyclical.
That's right. Very good.
Turn down.
My guest, as always, is Terry Story, a 30-year veteran with Keller Williams, located in Boca Raton, Florida. And she can be found at terrystory.com. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.